Welcome back to the clubhouse. Here in the McAdoo studios, Kyle Bailey, Chris Coleman, Will Stewart of TechSideline.com. One final segment here, and it's time to go round table and pick out our favorite Brad Paisley song. Will, you start.
Wow, I don't know if it's...
Accidental racist. Moving on.
I don't know if it's alcohol or crushing it.
Yeah.
Did he do Celebrity?
Yes.
That's what I thought. That's probably my favorite.
He's the king of one-word names for songs, yeah, which I appreciate. Yeah. You know, you remember him easier that way.
And I'm going to miss her when he was...
That is my favorite.
I forgot about that. That's probably it.
That is my all-time favorite Paisley song, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
Like I said, I went to see him at Blue Ridge Music Festival back in May, and when he played that song, everyone went crazy. I mean, just just nuts. And that's always going to be the one that when he, that's the one he was, I guess, first known for, really.
Oh, yeah.
The I'm Going to Miss Her song.
Does he end with that song?
I don't know.
You can't really end with a slow song like that.
I don't think he did.
But it's not like it's a ballad.
No, it's not a ballad. It's not. As a matter of fact, it's sort of an anti-ballad if you think about it. But yeah, you know, I don't think he ends with it. No, I had a few blue moons by that point, so I don't recall exactly what he ended with. Man, it was a good show though. Between him and Charlie Daniels, I had a great night.
I'll bet.
Had a really, really good.
So anyway,
yeah,
free concert in Lot One.
Yeah.
Now let me be clear. I'm not second guessing or criticizing or anything, but I can't wait to. I don't know what happens when you give a major star like that a free concert in a lot the night before people are going to show up to tailgate at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some people there early. And by the way, these are the big money people.
There are going to be some people who are not going to leave.
There are going to be some people who are going to be cleaning up on. And this is going to be fascinating to watch how this unfolds.
Oh, absolutely. Because you're right. That Lot One, I mean, Lot One, you've been prone to see some senators and governors and, you know, like you said, big boosters and other such folks, you know, running around there the next morning. They won't take too kindly to a messy tailgating
spot. If they show up and that lot is still trashed and people are passed out all over the place, I mean, it's going to be like mom and dad coming home after the kids have been partying.
Well, if they tailgate right, they're going to trash it anyway.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I'd just be like, okay. As long as nobody's parked in my spot.
Exactly. As long as I can get my spot and set up the grill, set up the smoker.
You're not driving over bottles and stuff on the way. This is going to be interesting.
It is going to be. And not only that, it's Eric Paisley with him. By the way, sidebar, why doesn't that guy just change his name to Paisley?
No, I know.
I would.
Yeah.
You'd just say he's Brad's brother.
I would. I'd tell everybody I was.
Yeah.
First time I heard it, I was like, okay.
I'll give you a quarter of my sales if I can just tell people I'm your brother.
Yeah, exactly. Can you just adopt me, maybe? And you know, we'll split the money. He was actually last night at the Motor Mile Speedway.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Eric Paisley was, I think, opening for Chris Young last night.
Chris Young?
Yeah. Good show.
I've seen Chris Young before.
Good show. Good show. I had to miss it last night for the baseball game. Speaking of senators, Tim Kaine threw out the first pitch last night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, sure did.
How about that?
Sure did. They've had some superstars out there this year.
It's celebrity month in the NRV, apparently.
It is. And I tell you what, David Hagen and Larry Sheeland, those folks, have done a great job, you know, bringing out some big-name individuals to come see these games. Most recently, you know, Whit Babcock and Buzz came back, or Buzz came back for a second go-round last week, and both he and Whit were sitting directly in front of me down there in the box seating. It's a place to be these days.
I wonder if they're interested in buying naming rights to English Field or Lane Stadium.
They might just be. I'd say it's a possibility. I don't know. So the Paisley thing is big. I wonder what other that's not it. There are going to be some other big time festivities going on that weekend. You know that this is going to be a blowout weekend. I think I get the sense that Paisley is just it's a big part of it, but there's going to be more. You know, and I think the week leading up to this, and it could be some more slightly understated things. You know, there's some rumors that a big Jim Weaver ceremony or a big Jim Weaver, memorializing or something like that, you know, could be happening that week. They're going all out for this.
Is that Hall of Fame weekend, too? Like, where they induct new members in the Tech Hall of Fame?
That sounds right.
That's either the first or second week. It's like Brian Randall's going in this year.
That sounds right.
Brian Randall, man.
Brian Randall.
Yeah.
Right? About time.
In the Tech Hall of Fame.
What
took you so long?
I know.
I mean, that guy, he's a great guy. He achieved a lot here on the field. I got to know Brian. I did a series of interviews with him right after he was done with his career here at Tech. Just a great guy.
Still playing football.
Yeah.
In Philly for the Philadelphia
Salt. Playing arena football. Yeah. And, man, so what is he now? He's probably 33,
he's the same age
34.
As me.
Yeah.
Brian Randall?
We were in the same freshman class at Tech.
How about that?
Yeah.
So does that mean – wait, is that the same football team that Bon Jovi owns?
Maybe.
Philadelphia Soul? I feel like it is.
Might be.
I think he and Elway owned that team together for a while.
Okay. No kidding.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think I know he did, but I don't know if he still does. So, It'll be a big week.
So we got off track. We're talking about Brad Paisley and getting the parking lot cleaned up. And
that's going to be big. I don't think a lot of people who don't listen. We've got people on our boards who just like to throw out the fact that they don't like country music.
Well, this is Southwest Virginia. Get over it.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know why they're having Brad Paisley on there. I don't like country music. Well, guess what? It's Southwest Virginia. Most people here like country music. It's not like there's going to be like 1,200 people in the parking lot.
Yeah.
There's going to be like 10,000 people there.
Oh, my God. It's going to be
huge.
People will be coming from everywhere.
I hope it's only 10,000. It might be.
It might be exactly. More.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Folks will be coming from all over the place to come see a free concert.
Like the Texas State Rodeo. He set a country music record for, like, attendance. It was, like, 90,000 people there. Now, granted, that's the Texas State Rodeo, and people were there anyway.
How do they keep this from getting that out of hand?
He sells out over half his concerts.
I know.
That's what I'm telling you. It's free, and how do you keep it from getting out of hand?
That's it. Because, I mean, you're going to have folks, it doesn't matter if they're you know, Tennessee fans, UVA fans, West Virginia fans, whatever. I mean, people are a free Brad Paisley concert. Who's not going to try to get into that if you like country music?
Exactly.
And there's really no definition of getting into it because it's not like it's really it's in a parking lot.
Now there's probably going to be some they're going to cordon off the area somehow. I would think, right? I mean, it can't just be just this massive free for all like a festival. You can't turn into Bonnaroo on Virginia Tech's campus, can you?
They said they're closing Beamer Way and Washington Street that afternoon at some point. I forget what time.
Yeah.
So they're sealing off streets, but. I mean, who's driving the bus here? Is IMG College managing this, you know?
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's an IMG College. It's the college campus tour, and it's kicking off in Blacksburg. I think he's going to Baylor and to Arkansas and to Texas and a few other places.
This is going to be fun to see how they – because it's the first one. It's not like they've done one and learned from it. Mm-hmm. This is the first one.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to get downtown at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and just – sit there and wait to walk over because I'm not going to want to deal with traffic that night with everybody coming in.
I doubt that we're not going to get any sort of media passes for that. That's not going to happen. No. I wouldn't imagine. So I'm probably going to have to park downtown and walk up with everybody else, which is fine. Like I don't mind that as long as I know my car's all right. I don't care where I have to park.
Absolutely.
I'll just walk a little bit. It doesn't matter. But I'm just like logistically, how does this work? Like Will said, how do they keep this from completely getting out of hand? You know, to where you have 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people who all of a sudden just show up for a free Paisley concert.
In lot one.
I think it's going
to
be awesome.
They're going to want to go to the bathroom in Castle Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they're having it. Everybody was like, oh, they should have it at the drill field. That's why they're not having it on the drill field. There's no bathrooms.
No.
You just go in the Castle Coliseum.
So I wonder if that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
We don't know the logistics about this.
We don't know. We haven't been told.
Yeah, we don't know about this. And I'm not sure they're going to tell us. Maybe they will, but it's probably more going to be like a day of thing with all sorts of signs and people out there working.
I can't wait, man. No responsibilities that day. Seriously. So Sunday, the day before an Ohio State
game. He's not doing any work for you that Sunday.
Not that day.
I'm going to church in the morning, and then I'm going to Blacksburg.
You're probably going to have to just so you can
get
anywhere close.
Find a place to park.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. It's a good thing they're doing, and they're taking advantage of the weekend, as they should. You really have to capitalize on a weekend this big for a lot of reasons. And we had President Sands on last week. It's not just about football recruiting. Here's why you have to capitalize. It's university-wide. Mm-hmm. The entire eyes of the country are going to be on Blacksburg.
Yeah, at Media Day, one of the reporters, I think is one of the TV guys, his theme all day long was talk about ESPN game day coming. And Frank said, I like showing off everything that we're about. And he didn't mean football. He meant Blacksburg, Virginia Tech, all that stuff. So it is a good opportunity.
It is. And it's a big responsibility, too. That's what Dr. Sands said last Thursday. He said, look, it is a little bit nerve-wracking because, everyone's watching us. And everyone is going to be paying attention to us. And we not only have to do this well and do it right, we have to be on our best behavior and, all that goes into that. And he was like, I remember last year I didn't go to Columbus when we beat them at Ohio State. And he said, and I was there in the Grove, which is the president's house. He said, I looked out one of my windows and I saw this big burst of like orange and yellow flames up in the air. And he goes, oh, my God, are they burning couches? And I said, President Sands, I assure you this is not Morgantown, West Virginia. I said, but it did get wild down there. Yeah. It did. And so you thought last year was a zoo in the streets of Blacksburg when that road game happened. If they win this game on a Monday night Labor Day.
Oh, man. I was downtown for that game last year, and I went outside just to specifically see what was going on. And there were everybody driving down the street was just honking horns, playing in or Sandman, everything. And then you walk down to the main drag there, so to speak, in front of Sharky's.
Yeah, it was the intersection of College and Main.
It was like the night before the 2002 LSU game,
right?
All over again,
right? And we were actually—I was still sitting in the press box in the Horseshoe last year when that happened, and No, it was me and the guys. I think it was TSL guy, yeah, Jacob Emmert. I was sitting with Emmert. We drove together. And, you know, we had the other guys up there, Bitter and Teal and Barber and everyone. And all of a sudden, we all just look up at the same time because the YouTube video had just hit the internet of what was going on. And we're just like, are you kidding me? This is happening, right? We're all watching it. And we're like, these players are just an hour away from getting back to Blacksburg to see this. And we're, of course, a six-hour drive away from getting back to Blacksburg. But it was insane. Mm-hmm. It was insane. So it's a big weekend. There's a lot going on. And now that I look up, I see we're almost out of time. So, boys, this was fun. We appreciate it.
All right.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks, man.
Chris Coleman, Will Stewart, TechSideline.com. Follow them on Twitter at ChrisColemanTSL and at WillStewartTSL. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Y'all keep it locked. The Super Sports 101.7.